Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." The shepherds received the news of Jesus' birth from a single angel, who was then joined by a vast crowd of other angels to sing an amazing chorus of praise. The language used recalls Job chapter 38, verse 7, where when God created the world, the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. With the coming of Jesus into the world, there is a new creation, and so the whole population of heaven needed to join together in bringing a triumphant act of worship. I'm sure that artists through the centuries have been right to depict the whole sky being alight as the angels sang their praises to the surprised shepherds. The message of the angelic host is interesting, and it begs the question, who are the people with whom God is pleased? It's not an expression that we often find in the New Testament, but it reminds us of the words from heaven that were spoken over Jesus at his baptism. "You are my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." God's peace is the experience of those who walk in the footsteps of Jesus. It's by aligning ourselves with Jesus' teaching and being filled with his Spirit that we're able to experience God's peace. The Christmas message needs to give us all a new determination to experience God's peace for ourselves and to share it with our agonizingly unpeaceful world. We will achieve nothing by complaining about the world's lack of peace. We must simply seek to live in the light of it and take opportunities to point to Jesus so that others have the opportunity to taste his peace for themselves. Let me pray with you. Loving God, we want you to be pleased with our lives. Help us to live closer and closer to Jesus each day. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.